Sam and Sina are having a debate about whether it is possible to develop a global language or not. Listen to their debate.
Well, if you ask me, Sam, I think developing a global language is impossible.
What leads you to think that, Sina?
Well, for starters, I think that the cultural and experiences of a place influences a language. I mean, just look at the differences between American and British English. Or even better, look at how many different dialects of Arabic or Spanish there are.
I'm not quite following you, Sina.
What I'm trying to say is that even if the whole world used a global language, variations would occur. Each community speaking the global language would influence and change the language, and those changes might not be accepted or shared with the global community of speakers.
I see what you mean, but, like you said, that happens with English and Spanish, but that doesn't mean that the world shouldn't learn those languages just because there are variations and differences between the way people speak those languages.
I guess you have a point, but I still think it's an impossible task.
Aren't Americans supposed to be optimistic, Sina?
Well, this one isn't, Sam.